In the market for investment-worthy bags, watches, and fine jewelry, Rebag is the answer. Rebag is a luxury resale platform where each piece is carefully inspected by experts to ensure quality and authenticity. Use Rebag to buy and sell finds from the world's top brands, including Louis Vuitton, Chanel, and Cartier. Head to Rebag.com to get 5% off your first purchase with code REBAGNEW. Shop today at Rebag.com. That's REBAG.com. And use promo code REBAGNEW for 5% off your first purchase.
Okay. The author is ready.
You look like a serious poet.
Where is my quill?
Totally. And like a leather crossbody bag, like a brown one.
No technology. Just like my notepads.
No. And then a really smudgy pair of glasses.
Oh. Oh, I actually have a pair of glasses here. Hang on.
Are they yours?
They're like those screen ones.
Oh my God. There you are. You honestly look like a author who's doing an interview during COVID.
Oh, I do. Howdy, Hoglets. House of Gossip is back with you this merry Tuesday, or whatever day you choose to listen to our beloved Sweet Dairy podcast. I hope you've been boot scooting. I hope you've been yee-hawing. I hope you've been line dancing since we got Beyonce's Cowboy Carter album, because I certainly have. Yee-haw! Howdy, Sophie.
I knew you'd been boot scooting around.
Can't stop.
Hoe down across the city.
I just can't stop.
Doing box steps. It's actually very going back to our school plays once again. Dance moves you could borrow from those plays. What was it? Box step.
A heel tap.
Another box step.
And a little twirl. And denim on denim on denim on denim.
The clothes in it are very cool.
Oh, God, mouth-wateringly good.
She makes chaps seem...
sexy.
Like, covetable, yeah.
I know. I just can't wait for the summer of cowboy fashion.
I actually agree with you. It makes me want to buy cowboy bits.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And like, I just love how the horse theme has run through Renaissance and now we're a cowboy carter and nobody needs to waste their bejeweled cowboy hats. They can just rewear them and keep wearing them. Sustainable.
And if she's going to do rock and roll like you predict, she'll put diamonds because that's more rock and roll then.
She's just an innovator. I'm really loving the album. I've listened to nothing else, as you can probably expect. Think it's great. Have you listened to it?
No, I've only listened to like Jolene. And I listened to the one with Miley.
Oh, how good is that one? Their voices are like so intertwined.
Miley Cyrus's voice is honestly another level.
She's great.
She's so good.
And there's all those cute videos of her like being like, I love Beyonce. Oh my God, Beyonce, Beyonce, Beyonce. And now she's like...
Yeah, when she's like 10.
Rumor has it that Beyonce recorded Cowboy Carter first. And that was meant to come before Renaissance. But then... because COVID was so shit and went on for so long, she said, no, let's give them the dance party album first. So we burst out of our houses raving. And then now it's time for Cowboy Carter.
Oh, because it's more honk-tonk.
Honky-tonk. Yeah.
Wow. Okay. I love your pieces of info.
Oh, yeah. There you go now. Now, I don't know if that's true or not, but I like to believe it is.
Me too. Me too.
Yeah. J'adore, j'adore, j'adore. Just a great, great, great album.
J'adore.
Anyway, Sophs, what are you j'adoring or j'adisting this week, ma'am?
I had two, and I'm just going to do the common thread of this one that I'm going to pick is just that it's Ireland or Irish.
Mm-hmm.
The first one is Cillian Murphy for Versace.
What?
Yes. He's done an Icons campaign and he is grooving. He looks amazing. He's just like, he's not even trying.
He never is.
No, he's never. Hands in the pockets, whatever he wants to do.
I need to Google this immediately. Can we link it?
Yeah, he looks unbelievable. And Anne Hathaway is the woman icon.
Interesting.
She doesn't age.
No, she has done... she has aged just fabulously.
Yeah.
She's almost a bit of a Benjamin Button.
Yeah, I agree with you.
Oh, God, she looks great as well.
Yeah, she does, doesn't she? Whoever does her work is really killing it.
Yeah. Oh, go on, Killian.
Yeah, I urge anyone who's maybe on the train and has signal just to look it up.
Yes.
He's so moody without trying. I'm loving all the memes going around of him just like looking unimpressed. Brilliant. So that's my first half of the Irish themed J'adore.
Mm-hmm.
The second half is I just saw on Love in Dublin that people are jet skiing on the Liffey.
Oh.
Which is both dangerous and pretty rock and roll. And I was looking at the comments and someone was like, the boom is back. And I was like, that's so true. The boom is back.
Boom is back, baby.
Boom, it is. Well, you know, apparently Conor McGregor goes around Dorkie on his jet skis and the locals go fucking nuts.
Oh, you would.
Because he's like, come on, baby, here we go, baby.
Apparently that's all he does in the new movie and he's paid like $3 million.
I saw it.
She just got...
I watched it. It is... What's it called? Roadhouse?
He's a human alligator.
He's like...
He's like, yeah, yeah, just acting. It's like, no, I don't think that's acting.
It's being himself. He has so much filler in his face as well.
Oh my God, like those teeth.
Yeah, it's a lot to look at.
Imagine the county council town meetings in Dorkie going fucking nuts and Conor McGregor in his jet ski.
That's what I'm thinking, because I'm like, in the Liffey in By O'Connell Street, there wouldn't be as much uproar.
No, there'd probably be crowds cheering him.
Because I know in the summer there, kids jump in.
They do, and the council give them wetsuits. The council give them wetsuits. Because they just can't stop them and they just jump in. Conor McGregor and his disgustingness removed. He's sewage in a different sense. But like, the Liffey, I'm sorry. If I fell in that fucking toilet, I'd never get over it. It's basically a huge canal. It's disgusting.
Is it that gross?
Yeah.
But I'm saying compared to like what we'd be dealing with here in London, like, is it that disgusting?
Well, I suppose it's the Irish Thames.
I have to say, I'd be okay with, I think, getting in by Grand Canal.
What?
Where, like, the Viking tour goes.
Oh, there. Yeah, if you fell in there, you wouldn't be too upset.
No.
I think because it's near the sea, so it's a bit more diluted. Like, if you fell in off the Halfpenny Bridge, God save you.
Oh, well, I think we can all say that. But, sorry, the wetsuit thing, is that like...
So if you notice, they're all in the same wetsuits.
I knew they were in wetsuits.
Yeah, the council, apparently I heard that the council give them those wetsuits because they know that they're jumping in and they don't, they can't stop them. So they help them.
Right. Okay. We can't get like an underground tram, but they're providing wetsuits.
Yes, exactly. Yeah, I have to get a private bus to Dublin Airport, but you can get a wetsuit if you want to jump into the Liffey.
Yeah.
It's so ridiculous.
Okay, cool.
I think that's Ireland in a nutshell.
Yeah, fair. Let's move on to yours. What is yours?
My one is Facebook Marketplace.
Oh, God, yeah.
I'm just really highly converted.
Yeah.
To the FB Marky P. We've gotten a TV stand, an IKEA shoe cabinet that the lovely pre-owner painted and changed the handles. So, and we got it for 50 quid. It retails in IKEA at 110. We got it for like 60 quid cheaper and it's been painted and assembled. The main thing with IKEA.
Upcycling queen.
And it's absolutely gorgeous. We've gotten a gorgeous antique, not this beauty behind me. We got a lovely antique walnut art deco clothes wardrobe for £80.
That is very thespian. Walnut.
So thespian.
Art deco.
I'm telling you. And like the shoe cabinet.
Oh, I know. You don't have to tell me twice.
It's unbelievable. I'm on such a high. And then like some stuff gets given away for free. I'm like, oh.
I know. Couches, some of them are on there for free. I think there's something though about millennials, and because buying a house now and all that is so kind of unattainable, that if you do it, you're kind of broke after. Sorry, not kind of broke after it. You're so broke after it. And there's something about getting reused items that are like 50% down that... there's an adrenaline rush that you get anyway. It's like eBay.
The deal.
Oh, it's brilliant.
It's the best. And it also feels like you're sticking one to the man because...
I agree.
You're getting something secondhand. You're not like feeding a sales target for Dunelm or Wayfair or any of those places. And then you're also like,
you're not being screwed.
Yeah, and you're doing a bit for the environment. You're not, you know, it's great. Like, I really, really, I'm so happy with the bits and bobs I've gotten from there. And I'm just on a real bargain high. I feel like bargain hunters. And I'm getting like real good quality.
It's like going into TK Maxx.
Oh, yeah. That makes my mouth water.
Oh, my God.
So, yeah, just loving Facebook Marketplace. And like, it's like, who knew? Like, Facebook is just for me to reminisce over my embarrassing post from 2008. But it's also to buy household things. So...
And to love sell it. Old shoes.
Yes. So that's it. Love it. Love it.
Straight to the point. You're slaying, you're saving, and you're not sinning. Now, cheers to that, Honk Tonk. I have a topic, you have a topic. My topic is a bit more trivial slash... kind of a bit sexy.
Love a sexy topic.
And I think yours is a teeny bit more hard-hitting news. Shall I kick it off?
Go on.
I saw this like recently during the week and I didn't read into it, but did you watch Emily in Paris?
I did. I gave up on the new season.
I did too, not a problem. You know the hot guy, is he in the second season? He goes to the language class with her.
Oh, Alfie.
Yeah, Alfie. Oh my God, so hot.
The English guy, yeah.
So Lucien Laviscount is his name.
Oh.
You'll never believe who he's been linked with.
No.
Shakira.
What?
Yeah. So she's 47. He's 31.
Whoa, get it, girly.
And he was in her new music video for Punteria. And it's a very sexy video. It's like pink candy clouds. He plays like a centaur. And she looks so hot. Cardi B's in it as well. Anyway, apparently that's how they met. And then a few days later, they were spotted out for dinner. And yeah. Get yours.
Oh, that's a good two fingers to her ex.
Isn't it? Because I think we said at the time, like, ooh, if someone's cheating on Shakira.
Yeah.
Like, there's no hope for anyone. No hope for anyone. I was looking it up, but he has a bit of a storied past.
Go away. Go on.
It's almost like he's been able to slip under the radar, but, like, he's done some bits.
He's so gorgeous that you wonder... like why he hasn't been in more, or like why he didn't explode after Emily in Paris.
This is what I'm wondering. You know the way Rita Ora's PR does way too much? They could probably lend a hand to his.
Yes, yes.
Take her off the front page for once.
Yes.
And give him a bit of the spotlight. So looked back at him. He's only 31. His first campaign, he did a 10 for M&S. Then he was on Grange Hill and Corrie. And then in 2011, when he was just 19, he went on Celebrity Big Brother. And this I knew. He had a thing with Kerry Katona and she was 30 at the time.
He's that guy.
And I just watched a few clips and like I could honestly watch the whole season now.
Whoa. He loves an older lady.
Does he watch?
Or an older woman.
Yeah. So, I mean, she's 11 years. He's only 19 in this. So they're going around the house, him and Kerry Katona, and they're like kissing and cuddling and all that kind of stuff. But then Amy Childs is in it. I don't really know who she is.
She's from Towie. She's the OG of Towie.
Yeah, so she's in it. And I think she was like a bone of contention potentially, and he ended up fancying her and she was flirty, but she didn't mean to be flirty.
So was there a love triangle?
That's what I'm kind of getting. Bear in mind, this is 2011, so I'm just trying to pick pieces of the puzzle and put it together.
Many moons ago.
But at one point he tells Amy Childs about Kerry Katona, "I don't just fancy this woman, I'm head over heels with this woman." They enjoyed friends with benefits for a while, and then when he left the show, things cooled off, like nothing really continued. And he came out after saying he felt taken advantage of. And he told a magazine, "The whole Kerry Katona thing was too much for me to handle. I'm not the sort of person to put stories out there that aren't true." I think she had a column at the time. And she's writing about me and I'm thinking, this woman's like how old? She doesn't need to be slagging me off. And that was in 2011. Then he also has been seen with Jessie from Little Mix in 2021 on a London rickshaw on a date, which is just like, hello. But then apparently he was also with her bandmate Leanne years before. This guy is...
Does that go back to their feud? There is an unsung Little Mix feud. And like Jessie left the band.
I think it's sung. She's talked about it. She's like, I haven't talked to the girls since I left. And none of them follow each other. Sorry, they don't follow her. or vice versa.
Then if there was fucking sharing of men.
Well, yeah. But I know there was also a thing because Leanne said that Jessie was kind of doing blackfishing.
Yes, which she was.
As well. So I think there's a few things, but potentially Lucienne has something to play in it. Anyway, apparently Shakira's friends, who they told me recently when I spoke with them, they're just a bit nervous for Shakira. They don't want her heartbroken, etc. But like, good for her taking a 31-year-old and going for dinner with him and just being like, yeah.
Yeah, fuck you.
Because What's-His-Face went and took like a 26-year-old. Her ex.
Yeah. What's his name? Piku? Pilu?
Gerard Piquet?
Gerard Piquet.
Gerard Piquet. Lucienne is gorgeous. Wowee. I wonder what he's like in real life. We don't really know that much about him. I'm wondering, is there a reason we don't know that much about him? Is it because of his storied past?
It's weird that he hasn't been in more stuff.
I know.
Feels like he should be more famous given the women that he's gone out with, if that makes sense.
But then, like, in Paris Fashion Week during Emily in Paris, he was with Louis Vuitton and stuff. So, like, I think it's just picky and choosy.
Because he's very striking looking.
He is gorgeous.
Is he like a... Like, he's, like, got these piercing green eyes.
Are they green?
Maybe they're blue.
He's beautiful.
What's his name? Lucienne?
Lucienne Lavascount.
Like, what a name.
I know.
Oh, sorry. No, he doesn't have green eyes. They're like big, dark black eyes or like brown eyes.
He's gorgeous.
God, japers.
I know. Yeah. So from Amy Childs to Kerry Katona to Shakira, Lucienne is slaying.
The Kerry Katona one is a bit mad, isn't it? I'd say she was talking about some... Oh, look. She's on her Instagram. Whoa. Shakira's on his Instagram.
From the video.
They did like a collab post.
Oh, that's hot.
Yeah, maybe it's from the video.
The video, he's a centaur. So he's half man, half horse. Just to give you a visual. It's stunning.
God. God. Whoa, sorry.
I kind of like this because we don't know too much about him. Like, he's not giving off asshole vibes.
But he's like, he's verging on Pete Davidson with all these ex-girlfriends.
He's also more giving kind of like a hot girl summer energy for me.
Oh, okay. I like that.
Just a hot girl life.
Oh, and he's filming... Season 4 of Emily in Paris. So
I need to finish season.
Was it season 3? I gave
or is
up.
It two or is it two where I trailed off?
I gave up on the last one. It just got a bit too silly. Like, No Hangover was worse to kind of justify the crapness.
Ouch.
Sometimes the crapness is comforting, I find, with those kind of shows, but then it got just a bit too much for me.
Yeah, I mean, I suppose it's quite unrealistic.
Yeah.
I'm going to watch that, I think.
Although, do you know what I am loving on Netflix is Girls 5 Eva.
I've watched this. My cousin told me about it a long time ago. And then I turned it on and was like, have you ever seen this? And she was like, you're so annoying. I told you about that years ago.
It's on, it was on Peacock or Sky for 2 seasons. And then Netflix bought it.
I love Busy Phillips. She's
so good in
she's
it.
She's brilliant. And then the older one.
Oh my God. Oh, it's so it's basically this like fictitious girl band.
But a really good fictitious one.
But a really good one. Like, their back catalogue of songs is so funny, and it really captures what it, I think we spoke about on the podcast before, but it really captures that like noughties hysteria. Like, I've never seen or enjoyed a show as much about the noughties, even though these girls didn't exist. And the way they do the throwbacks and the way they call like their songs like Wanna Be Famous 5 Eva. Like,
it's excellent. I don't know how far it got.
It's just so clever and funny. It's stupid Tina Fey fun. But season 3, so Netflix bought it and did season 3, and season 3 is much funnier. I found season 2 drops a bit, but season 3, oh my God, even just watch.
Probably different writers, is it?
Maybe, yeah. Or maybe Tina Fey's more involved. I don't know, but it is laugh out loud stupid. It's so funny. Like, they're doing a reunion tour and they're calling it Returnity. Like, it's just so stupid. So stupid. And Wiki is my favorite, you know, the one, the kind of diva one. She's just the best. She just sees
I need to watch it again. I think I watched it last year.
Yeah, if you need a half an hour of funny, nostalgic TV show, Girls 5 Eva is the one for you. So I feel like Netflix know how to do the good and the bad shows, I think, are the...
Yeah, they know what they're doing.
They know what they're doing. They don't need my critique.
Side note, just while we're there, I am dying to watch Scoop Ripley.
Yes.
And have you seen Palm Royale?
Sorry, everyone is talking about Palm Royale. No, I have to start it.
Your man, Josh Lucas, who was in Sweet Home Alabama, isn't it? He's so odd.
And Kristen Wiig.
Kristen Wiig. Your one, Cindy Crawford's daughter.
Ricky Martin. Ricky Martin.
Ah, yeah, Ricky, get in. I don't fully, I think it's kind of like your one, Kristen Wiig, going into a community she's not essentially a part of and trying to infiltrate it, is it?
I think so. I've basically seen the billboard.
And it's like sassy.
Yes, I need to get Apple ID or need to get Apple TV for that.
Yeah. And then also Zendaya has a new movie coming out called Challenger.
Is that the tennis one?
Yeah.
I can't wait to see that. I feel like they've teased that for ages, but like...
They've teased that since last year, like as in the start of last year.
Bring it out during Wimbledon and
no, it's out the end of April, but I'm just like, don't tease me for a year.
Yeah, it's like the expectations too high.
Enough of this teasing.
We started Ripley with Andrew Scott.
And
so it's Dakota Fanning playing Marge. Andrew Scott is Ripley. And then Johnny Flynn, he's this like English singer playing the Jude Law character from the movie.
The movie's so scary.
Yeah, this is quite... So it's like a 7 or 8 part new take on Ripley. It's very noir. So just be in the mood for a bit of noir. I don't really know what noir is.
I googled noir last night.
Yeah, it's quite...
Because I was like, what is noir? And I couldn't find an answer for ages. It's about emphasizing the kind of darkness of something as well as dark lighting.
Yeah, like it's the whole thing is in black and white. And I thought when they go to Italy, it might go into color, but it doesn't.
That would annoy me.
Yeah, because like you just know how beautiful it is and it's like, just show us. But it's very like nobody has like a reaction to anything. Like, you know, in the movie, Gwyneth Paltrow is like, blah, blah, like she's, and like Jude Law is really charming and very, but this is like all that's removed. And it's a bit like...
Noir.
I say my line, noir. They don't really react, noir.
I am Mr. Ripley.
Yeah, so it's one... I kind of like fell asleep for like little patches of it and I kind of enjoyed it. It was kind of peaceful. But I don't think that's what... But I love Andrew Scott. Like, anything he does is so fabulous.
Oh, he could honestly sit in a bin and I'd be like, give him an Oscar.
Yeah.
Seriously.
I know.
Like, see how he sat in that bin?
Yeah. I will give you one little spoiler. You get to see his tush.
That's so your vibe as well. You weren't asleep for Andrew that, Scott. Were you?
No way. You best believe I woke up.
I read something yesterday and it says, the reason you might get sleepy around like your significant other.
Yeah.
And I said it to one of the girls and she was like, oh, it's like there's some hormone released or something. And the crux of it is that you feel safe with them so you can relax.
Isn't that cute?
Isn't that nice?
Well, I feel very safe with Andrew Scott.
So you Good know night. You're in love if you're a narcoleptic.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/achieve today.
If you're looking for plump lips that last, you need to know about Juvederm lip fillers. With Juvederm Volbella XC and Juvederm Ultra XC, your lip look, whether it's subtle or bold, can last up to 1 full year with optimal treatment and no additional maintenance. Find a licensed specialist and see if it's right for you at Juvederm.com today. That's Juvederm.com. Add fullness to lips in adults over 21 with Juvederm Volbella XC or Juvederm Ultra XC. Do not use if you have severe allergies or a history of severe allergic reactions, or if you're allergic to lidocaine or the proteins used in Juvederm. Tell your doctor if you have a history of scarring or taking medicines that decrease the body's immune response or that can prolong bleeding. Common side effects include injection site redness, swelling, pain, tenderness, firmness, lumps, bumps, bruising, discoloration, or itching. As with all fillers, there's a rare risk of unintentional injection into a blood vessel, which can cause vision abnormalities, blindness, stroke, temporary scabs, or scarring. For full, important safety information, visit Juvederm.com.
Anyway, sorry, that was a bit of a tangent on just some bits I wanted to talk about. Clara, tell me about your topic.
Okay, here we go. This is an ever-evolving story that I've been getting like bits and bobs for the last week since Easter. And it's been crazy. Okay, maybe a bit before Easter. So who knows if it'll change again by the time this comes out. But Rebel Wilson has, I'm going to say tried to release her memoir, Rebel Rising. It's supposed to come out on the 3rd of April. It has and it hasn't, shall we say. So she was making loads of headlines in the pre-release to the book. So she was doing all these interviews and loads of press. She was kind of revealing all the kind of like stories, like what we got with Britney, like the little windows in to like hook people into the story.
Clickbait.
Exactly. And like, I suppose it's a book at the end of the day and you want to sell it. So she said in one of the pre-interviews, she said, when I first came to Hollywood, people were like, I have a no assholes policy, meaning I don't want to work with assholes. And Rebel was like, oh yeah, I mean, that sounds logical. But then she goes on to say, then it really sunk in. What they were meaning by that was older people in the industry. And then she said, yeah, I now definitely have a no assholes policy. The chapter on said asshole is in chapter 3 of my memoir. That guy is a massive asshole. Cue the whole internet going like, who is he? Who is he? Who is he? Then she kind of gave us the spoiler before the book comes out. I think because maybe she was getting so badly legally threatened that the book might not be able to come out. I think that's why she spoiled who it was.
Oh.
Yeah, because the book now hasn't come out in the UK, Australia or New Zealand. It's only come out in really America.
Sorry, I didn't know this part.
Yes. So this person is Sacha Baron Cohen, and who has employed crisis PR team and lawyers to try prevent the release. And they've Sacha Baron Cohen has come out and vehemently denies. He said that there's filmed footage and eyewitnesses, and he's really against the fact that she's releasing this. And she's kind of calling his bluff, going, are you really going to release the video which I'm talking about? So what she is talking about is the pair of them met in 2013 at a dinner party. He then asked her to play his girlfriend in his 2016 movie, Grimsby. And he wanted her to go nude in a load of the scenes. She said, no, no, no. And they either used a body double or just didn't do it. Then he pulled her into like this room saying, I want you to do, there's an extra scene we want you to film, which was outside of her contract, and said, I want you to put your finger up my arse, my butt. And she was like, no, no, I don't want to do it. I don't want to do it. He kept pushing it, kept asking her, kept pursuing it. And then she kind of like slapped his bum and then improvised a few lines. I've never seen the film. It was a total flop. So I don't know. Then in her 2017, she did a Me Too post and she said the story. She said what happened, but she obviously didn't name him. She since said it was like the worst professional experience of her career. But she's saying now, like in a now deleted Instagram post, I won't be bullied or silenced. I was completely fat shamed and F you, Sacha Baron Cohen. So he obviously has big legal sway. He somehow managed to not get the on the basis of these legal reasons. Maybe it's defamatory or whatever. Maybe he has the proof to say otherwise. She's clearly trying to sell a book at the end of the day.
It's like a gag order.
But it's a gag order, and it's actually worked because the book hasn't come out in big major territories. Like, she's so famous in Australia being Australian. It's just gone to the American audience. But she's also, I think, like, I don't know, I find her a tricky character. So
we spoke about her. Do you remember she did like a sponsored engagement
with Tiffany at Disneyland Paris?
Yeah. Oh, she is a tricky character because you don't know like that much about her at all.
No. And what I don't like is like she came up the ranks by being Fat Amy from Pitch Perfect, by playing the quote unquote fat character in loads of movies. It was her shtick. She said in one interview that like Hollywood were like, don't be a jack of all trades, have a pigeonhole. And she was like, right, I'm the Jonah Hill. I'm the female Jonah Hill. And she did that. And she carved out such a huge career for herself. It was so funny. All those Bridesmaids she's hilarious in.
Oh, brilliant.
And she does a smaller role to like Pitch Perfect, How to Be Single, loads of great films. But since then, what I find weird is like she's kind of fat shames herself, and it's a bit like, well, that's kind of biting the hand that feeds you, because that was your ticket into Hollywood. And her work has kind of changed since her year of health in 2020, where she lost loads of weight. So there's loads of stuff in this memoir, and in what she said about her weight was, so she did this year of health in 2020. She made $20 million in 1 year, but then she was 39 and she met with a fertility doctor.
She made $20 million in 1 year.
Yeah, from Pitch Perfect 3, isn't it romantic, that Netflix one, and another one, Hustlers, the one she did with Anne Hathaway, or Hustle.
Oh, with Anne Hathaway.
So she was 39, met with a fertility doctor, and they said, you need to lose weight if you want to have kids. So she said, right, I'll do that. She said her agents liked her fat, the work would dry up, but she said she chose motherhood to instead of the...
I think that's fair.
I think that's fair. And like everyone, like it's, she knows she's making a gamble, and she did that knowing what it was. But yeah, like her career kind of changed after she lost all the weight. And I don't know, I just feel like when her body changed, remember she hosted the BAFTAs and was like slagging herself the whole time. And I feel like that felt so, it was a real dead cat bounce fall for me, because it was a bit like, well, that's the rebel we love. And now you seem to be quite publicly rejecting that.
Yeah.
Part of yourself. And that to me was kind of like, we'll get on to Adele in a minute. But like, say Adele's body changed in and around the same time, and Adele doesn't do that, you know, she kind of doesn't really talk about it too much.
Her career has changed. She's come out with some like dating app, like an Australian dating app, and is completely changing course as well.
And she has, is it a fitness brand maybe?
Yeah, she seems to have her hands in a lot of pies.
A lot of brand deals.
I mean, I would have thought she's pretty powerful.
But maybe it's because the work is drying up. So then she's like, right, I need to go down the like the branded route and do like my hashtag SponCon proposal. But with Adele, she said in the book, let me just get my quote. Even though she's never spoken to Adele about this and never asked Adele about this, she said, so her and Adele would have gotten confused for each other a lot of the time. Like people would be like, oh, hi, Rebel, and it'd be Adele. And she said in the few encounters that they had, Adele would avoid her at all costs and not want to be associated with her. And Rebel said, it was as if my fatness might rub off on her. I was never near her for more than 30 seconds. She didn't like being compared to Fat Amy. How do you know? You're just...
God, she's really dropping a lot of bombs, isn't she?
I'm like, fair enough if that's how you felt at the time and that's the impression Adele gave you. But you also never like asked Adele, or like never... It seems like you hadn't even had a conversation with Adele. You just kind of... You're just picking up off a vibe, and then you're putting it in the book to kind of make it look as if Adele is like fat shaming you. It's like, I don't know. Like, I don't know. I just think that she could have balanced that a bit more, because that's very one-sided. And it's almost as if you're bringing Adele in for like an impression you got once to get Adele in your book, to get a headline about your book.
I was going
to
say, is that not just clickbait? But sorry, if it's coming out in the for the American audiences, the damage is done anyway then, no?
Yeah, like we're still getting the headlines, but you're just not getting, you're getting the main juicy stories, but you're just not getting, say, we can't get the book, like it's not available anywhere. So,
but could we get it on an American website?
I don't know, because I tried to buy it off a few places and it's all pre-order. And then all the pre-orders have been refunded that have been sold on Amazon anywhere in the UK, New Zealand or Australia. And it's been shelved. No new date put in place.
Holy baloney.
Rebel has since said, now the asshole is trying to threaten me. He's hired a crisis PR manager and lawyers. He's trying to stop the press coming out about my new book. She shared on a rant on Instagram last week, but the book will come out and you will all know the truth.
You know, because she did law, she, for that Hustlers movie, they tried to give it a certain age rating because of, I think there was a few swear words, but
oh, yeah,
by and large, it was a pretty PG-ish kind of movie. She went to court and represented the movie.
Go on, yeah, I heard she did law.
She read out her statement, I think it was on Graham Norton, and she gave all these examples of male-dominated movies and what they had said and the instances of swear words, which I thought was amazing. But you, again, you don't know that much about her.
No, and I think, and maybe with that like legal background, she knew that like Sacha Baron Cohen was coming with a big ironclad lawsuit or threats and everything. So then she was like, oh, grand, I'll just give the spoilers now and like a two fingers to him.
Well, do you know what's even worse? She was in a movie with his wife.
And they're both Aussies, yeah. Which movie was she in? Which was Isla Fisher?
Bachelorette, have you seen it?
Oh, I must have.
It's so good. It's with Isla Fisher. You know that one Lizzie Chaplin? She's Janice Ian in Mean Girls.
Oh, love her.
And Kirsten Dunst. And Rebel Wilson is getting married.
Oh, I have seen that.
I've watched it so many times. It's so good.
Oh, I've seen that. That's great film.
Great film.
What other goss does she have in the book? She told People magazine, another story that's in the book, that she lost her virginity at 35 to Mickey Gooch Jr. which is a ridiculous name.
That is a name and a half.
Yeah. So imagine your middle name being, or your second name being Gooch. That is an unattractive body part, shall we say.
Scooch.
He was in How to Be Single, but he's more of a producer type fellow. He didn't know that he had taken her virginity. And she said he was given it the first copy of the book. So that's how he found out.
Like, wow. God, she's really going around
shock factors,
dropping the mic, isn't she?
And she said she's also one other tidbit was she's had a secret romance from a female tennis pro, and you'd never expect who it is.
Who is it?
She won't reveal. She won't reveal
that. She won't reveal.
Yeah,
a tennis pro.
Yeah, like imagine if it was like Serena Williams. Insane.
Imagine the fear you'd have if you were involved with Rebel Wilson at one point and then they're like, she's writing a book and it's saying loads of stuff.
Yeah, because she's so, like, very open and honest that, like, you know, that will, what she said about Sacha Baron Cohen will, like, and that's why loads of women don't come out, or men, because you'll just be blacklisted then. People won't work with you. Like, he'll definitely blacklist her now after what she's done. So maybe she's just like, oh, fuck it.
Who do you think's more powerful?
Him. But like, the problem with him is, like, that kind of humour, like the Borat of it all, that humour just doesn't, that's Ali G, like, that doesn't, it's dated so badly now that, like, what does he really do now?
He's extremely intelligent though, isn't he?
Yeah, that I think he's more well connected than she is, especially if she can't really act anymore since losing the weight and speaking out so much.
Interesting.
And my final tidbit on her is she was paid $3,500 US dollars for bridesmaids, $3,500 for bridesmaids. And she said she'd take it knowing that it would get her more work. And then, like, fast forward, she made $10 million in 1 year.
Sorry, because she was a very small role in that. I was just thinking she was one of the main girls. She's not.
No, she was paid $10 million for Pitch Perfect 3.
You know, she was the first to be cast for Pitch Perfect, the original.
Oh, wow. I don't know. Rebel, for me, sits, like, she's clearly trying to sell a book and she knows how to make a headline and dish the dirt. But for me, sometimes she sits in the Emrata category. For me, it's like you're kind of biting the hand that feeds you a little bit. Or Meghan Markle, you want two conflicting things to exist at the same time. Like Meghan Markle, I want my Duchess title, but I also reject the royal family. Emrata, I'm pitching myself as this feminist icon who makes loads of money off my body, but then I shame the people that hire me and call them out all the time, but I still accept their paychecks, you know. And then with Rebel, it's like all her body. It's like, well, you know, a bigger body got me the millions of dollars, but now I shame and belittle that thing. And like when Fat Amy came onto our screens in Pitch Perfect, it was like this hilarious, highly relatable character that was so funny. And the fact that she called herself Fat Amy flipped, like as she says in the movie, I call myself Fat Amy, so you don't do it by my back. You know, it gave this, similar to what, like, say, even Lizzo did, you know, it gave a new perspective on different shaped bodies in Hollywood. And then, like, she doesn't even pay homage or respect to that. Like, fair enough, change your body, that's fine. Do whatever you want to do. But to kind of poke fun at, and it's all the girls that related to Fat Amy watching it and loving her, by her now rejecting who she used to be and poking fun at it, kind of pokes fun at all her fans. And I think that that's done her the disservice, and why her career has kind of dried up and stopped, and why she's now maybe going for the jugulars of calling out Adele, calling out Borat, calling out, you know, all those people. It's, I don't know, it just feels a bit...
That was very, like, Leaving Cert analysis. Like, compare and contrast. I think it's your new clobber.
It must be this new this new turtleneck. I think it's my turtleneck.
Yeah, turtleneck Clara.
So, anyway,
I'm going to go and look up some more mic drops that she's done. So thank you for briefing me.
Yes, you've been briefed.
Thank you for the breakfast, afternoon or evening briefing, whichever time you're listening, folks. Clara, it's your turn for recommendation. What are you recommending this week?
Maybe it's my new attire. Maybe it's my new Steve Jobs wannabe author thespian vibe. But I'm actually recommending a playlist this week.
Okay.
No, it's not Cowboy Carter. Calm down. Or relax. It's an artiste. I believe he's French, doing a bit of neoclassical instrumental vibes. We all know, any high-low listeners out there will know that Pandora recommended, I don't know, 10 years ago, 5 years ago, the French Chill playlist on Spotify. We will link that because it's just iconic from start to finish, let's be real. It makes you feel like you live in France. It's every like old iconic French song. You start speaking with a French accent when you're listening to it. This is kind of like maybe a sidestep to that by this guy called Chili Gonzalez.
Oh, love his name.
It's just his This Is Chili Gonzalez playlist on Spotify. We'll link it here in the show notes. But his music has been used in loads of different movies and you'll recognize some of them. You won't really know why, but it's just if you're listening to it walking down the street, you'll think you're in like a musical montage. I find sometimes when you listen to instrumental music while you're working, I get loads done. It like accesses a weird part of my brain.
Yeah, because the words get your thoughts muddled if there's lyrics.
Yeah, but when I'm listening to Trevor Nelson whilst working, like I do a bit too much body rolling. Sometimes it's not conducive to a day's work.
Totally.
This Chili Gonzalez, on the other hand, is very, all the songs are like really great. And sometimes, I don't know, there's something so cool about French music. It's just like really kind of, you know, when you listen to like French rap, i.e. those few songs that were in the Sex and City final few episodes.
Le Belle et le Bad Boy.
Yeah. There's something about French music.
I can't wait to listen to it. And we will link it in the show notes. Thank you all so much for listening. Don't forget to follow us on Instagram @Soph_Lyons @Clazzy Cabana. Rate, review, subscribe. Send us any topics you'd like us to listen to. And until next time, see ya. Gazer.
Oh, what's goodbye in French? A tout à l'heure.
Au revoir.
Au revoir. A tout à l'heure.
This French is so sexy.
What's that? D'accord. Is that okay?
That's okay.
D'accord. Okay. Bye.